You're listening to Inside Agriculture. With just days left of the session for Congress, impeachment has now become the 800-pound gorilla on Capitol Hill, and that has House backers of the USMCA trade agreement worried. Kevin Brady is the top Republican in the House Ways and Means Committee that handles trade.
Are we worried that impeachment will delay or knock this important agreement off? Yes. But I also think it's crucially important for the country that we move this bill now.
Despite the increasing obstacles, Brady and about a dozen or so other Texas lawmakers told reporters that they're not giving up.
I think, one, it's very close. Two, we have the time to do this. And three, at the end of the day, this is a win for the American people. It is a win for workers, for agriculture, for all that.
Two additional Conservation Reserve Program offerings will begin their latest sign-up periods today, the same day that general CRP enrollment will start. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
The big news connected to USDA's Conservation Reserve Program is the start of its 50th general sign-up on Monday. But as Farm Service Agency Assistant Deputy Administrator Brad Carman notes, Monday is also the beginning of sign-up for other offerings within CRP, including...
Continuous producers can offer their land up for enrollment any day of the year. If it meets the eligibility requirements and is a resource concern, FSA will accept those acres and put in the conservation reserve.
Carman adds continuous sign-up is not a competitive process like general CRP. Eligible producers and landowners can also enroll acres starting Monday in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, CREP.
It's a partnership between the federal government and state governments where it's similar to CRP, but we modify some of the contract terms and it generally offers producers a greater incentive to participate because we're attracting higher, more environmentally sensitive land.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
With the support of the National Pork Board, the USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service gave a grant to the Swine Health Information Center to go to Vietnam and work on education. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Paul Sundberg says they informed the Vietnamese about the science of African swine fever.
The second one is the one that's exciting for me as a veterinarian because that's where we get to go out onto the farms and we get to look at how the virus is and study it out there. In Plum Island here or at Kansas State, we have high biosecurity laboratories, but you do 5 or 10 animals at a time there. Here we have an opportunity to go out onto the farm and learn the kinds of things that we had to try to figure out very quickly when PED hit.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.